Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Now we're going to talk about an app that could motivate people to live healthier lifestyles. It's called the Nudge app. This app collects information about users. The information might include how long a user sleeps or how much water he or she drinks every day. The information could also come from wearables, that is, smart health tracking devices like a watch that can measure someone's heart rate. So the Nudge app takes all this information into a single, simple score, a score from 1 to 110. Chattanooga entrepreneurs created the Nudge app, and right now I'm speaking with Phil Bean, who co-founded the Nudge company. He and the other founders have left Chattanooga now. They've gone out to other cities seeking funding. So Phil Bean joins us by phone. Phil Bean, welcome to Around and About.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
If I were using this app, I understand it could track my daily intake of food, water, fruits, vegetables, exercise, and sleep. So my first question is, does the NSA know about this?
I think they may already be using it, Mike. that's a good question. I don't know.
it sounds like it's able to collect a pretty astounding amount of data and information about the people using it. So how does it work? How does it know what you're eating, how long you're sleeping, all these different things that decide how healthy you are?
Well, there's a few different ways we go about that. A lot of the data that ends up in Nudge is actually collected in different apps or with different wearables. So, for example, a runner might be an average Runkeeper user or a user of an app called Strava. They basically turn on Strava or Runkeeper, which tracks them via GPS as they run. Those users can just port that data into Nudge, and we give them a different way to look at it that collects data and presents it in a simple and easy-to-take-in way alongside different aspects of their lifestyle health. Like, as you mentioned, that hydration, nutrition, sleep, and so on.
When I'm thinking about my own health, I can, you know, go into my kitchen and look at the beer cans in the kitchen sink, for example, or the Little Debbie wrappers on the floor of my house, and I can know from that I'm not really eating all that healthy right now. How does having an app increase the chances that I'll actually change my behavior and be more healthy?
Yeah, that's a great point. Part of it is that, you know, you have the ability to track what you want. So it latches on to whatever specific motivation you have. The first step to really making a change is knowing yourself, is tracking it to see what you're doing, to know where you may be falling short, what you need to improve. Once you see that, our goal is to make it as easy as possible to help you get a little better in that specific area.
So the basic idea is, if I care about my health, then I've probably already downloaded apps to my Android phone or my iOS phone, and I'm already letting these other apps track these aspects of my health. Nudge gets the data from all of them and correlates them into this one simple score.
That's correct.
So it's a 1 to 110 score. What is like the average score right now for the average person using this app?
Well, that depends on a few different things. We set it up for basically someone who's following the sort of minimum recommendations you can find for the CDC at something like a Choose My Plate. You would be falling around a score of 50 if you logged every single day, every aspect of your lifestyle. So, I mean, that's fairly close to the average ongoing user, but, you know, people are obviously improving in different areas of their lifestyle. What we want them to do is increase their score over time.
What exactly does the score mean? If I say, okay, I've got a score of 50, what can that tell another user about me?
Well, really, it tells you one of two things. Either that you record a whole lot of stuff, but only on certain days, or that you are very consistent about your lifestyle and just sort of living okay. So what really is the value of that and the ability to compare across platforms is surrounding yourself with people who motivate you, being able to connect and see how one another are doing.
So it's kind of like peer pressure almost. You connect with other users and they can see your score, you can see their score, and it motivates you to try to do better in the long run.
Exactly. That's what we're going for, latching on to, you know, what people really want to do in general, which is get better.
How much do I have to bribe you to get a better score?
Well, we are currently raising money, so you can feel free to invest. That would help.
I know the app is free to download right now on iTunes and the Google Play Store. How are you going to make money if you're giving away the app for free?
That's always the question that people ask. So there are a few different ways we can monetize this for sure. We are collecting a ton of data. That is something that we can turn around and sell in the future on the aggregate. Again, not selling, for example, personal health information or anything like that. With that said, we are actually in the development of a new product, which would allow us to monetize more directly. I don't want to go into too much detail on that, but it does move us more into the direction of healthcare proper, allowing health professionals to gain further access to their patients.
So this app was created here in Chattanooga. You're going to Richmond, Virginia. The other co-founders are out looking for funding and development and taking it into new directions. Are you planning to come back to Chattanooga?
That's always a possibility. You know, we will be in Chattanooga in some respect probably forever. You know, we still have close ties to the community. When Mac and I originally conceived of the idea, Mac Gamble, my co-founder, we were actually playing for Chattanooga Football Club.
Oh, yeah.
So hello to all the Chattahooligans out there.
So if I want to get this Nudge app on my iOS device or on my Android phone, what do I do?
You can just go to the App Store or Google Play, search Nudge. It's the first one that comes up.
Where are you hoping that this goes in the long run?
So what we really, really want to do is, you know, be a part of this consumerization of healthcare. We want to empower individuals to take more ownership of their own health, which I think is, you know, part of the greater movement in the U.S. especially. It's sort of funny that a great untapped resource in healthcare has always been sort of the individual not being as accountable as maybe they could be. We just sort of decided, hey, we have a professional for that. My doctor will tell me if I'm doing anything wrong. I don't need to worry about it so much. So we have that, you know, individual who's bought it and who should be motivated to take control of their own health, but they haven't so much so far. So we just really want to be a part of that landscape, connecting people with tools that help them live healthier.
Well, Phil Bean, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.